welcome to another edition of Igayutat, the show about using your minds in a healthy way with the life we have. And I'm Diane McGachran, and with me is
Esther Green.
Yes. And today our conversation is about elders and becoming an elder and some of the ways that becoming an elder in today's times is different than it might have been 200 years ago when there were different kinds of conditions and issues that communities faced, period. So, Esther, I wanted to start with something I was telling some friends of mine the other day, and that is, as I've been aging in this region, I find that aging out here among Yupik people, Chupik people, Inupiaq, Athabascan, I don't feel as nervous about aging. Like, I feel good about aging. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the lower 48, aging is kind of something you don't want, or people don't really want or appreciate older people as much. But your culture has elders as kind of a foundation. Mm-hmm. And so I've noticed, like, when somebody wants to offer me something because now I'm an elder, it just gives me a really great feeling that mm-hmm. I didn't expect living out here. So that's why I wanted to talk more with you about elders, because I feel like I've been impacted. And so that's what we're going to dive into. Mm-hmm. So to begin, what I was interested in is, what are your own memories as a child being around elders? How was your thoughts about them and feelings about them when you were a little girl?
Feeling their care and love just gives you good feeling that somebody needs you, somebody wants you.
Nice.
Sometimes elders treating a person as if it's their own child.
Okay. Mm. That will definitely give you a good feeling as a child. Mm-hmm. And what about, like, the way an elder would sort of connect you to ancestors, like a bridge? Remember when you were telling me about they'll tell you that you remind them of somebody, mm-hmm. like that? Yeah.
Elders also do this by letting the youth know who they remind the elder of, like. Mm. The elder will say that the young person reminds them of someone who has passed, like a sister or father. This makes the young person have more of a connection. Mm. It gives you feeling of, even you're really not their uh-huh. family member, but they also connect you to them, mm-hmm. and that gives you feeling of you belong.
Oh, that's powerful. I love that. Yeah.
You're just not there.
Yeah.
For nothing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're there for something. You're alive.
Right.
To be somebody.
Yeah. That's why I think that's funny when I see, like, a 10-year-old and someone will say, oh, you're my grandmother.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was really kind of fun to hear that. But that is really powerful, I think, what you're pointing out and the impact on young people when elders are in their life,
mm-hmm.
building those bridges to ancestors and that feeling of belonging. And what about that feeling about whenever you were around elders, they would give you like a feeling that you belonged?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you were just saying.
And then I had a job to do mm-hmm. when I was growing up. And that was keep in touch with the elders, see if they have berries, enough berries to eat, dry fish, whatever. And I was obligated to give to elders, male or female. And then always make me feel good when I see an elder get happy.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so when you would show up at the door, like maybe you were bringing berries over, your mom sent you to give them some fish, how would elders respond when you would offer that to them? What was their reaction?
Some elders would say, this is going to be good. I can tell before I even open what's in there.
They were already excited for whatever was in the bag. Okay, I like that. Yeah, so that's also really helpful because it helps you also feel connected to by offering them something. Yeah, because they give you so much and you're able to, even as a child, you're able to give to an elder, right? I think that's neat. And you said that you were telling me about an elder that there was this one elder that would take you around and sort of give you do's and don'ts. Do you remember that elder?
Yeah. As they do walk, go there and there, doing this and that, it's all woven with encouragement, the do's and don't do's together. I don't know how, but...
I think that's a great way to put it, because it just their good feeling and you feeling good because you're bringing some joy to them.
Yeah.
And it's a two-way street. You're both helping each other in different ways. And I think that's really powerful. I'm really glad to hear about that. So as you were leaving your childhood and now you're becoming an adult, and what kind of thoughts, do you remember thinking about yourself? How will I become a good adult, elder? What responsibilities might I have, like that? And what kind of thoughts did you have about becoming an elder yourself, even before you became an elder?
I have to open my mind, open my life, open my being, and just keep with my responsibility. Keep it going, keep it alive. And in doing so, you will always stay connected with the elders. And really watch out for them. How I want to come across and let the elders see me, see what I can do and how I'll be helpful for them. They do not have to doubt. I wonder if she'll listen to me if I tell her to come and help me with this thing that I cannot do.
Right.
Whatever you're doing, you just leave it there. Go to the person, elder person, who needs you.
Yeah, that's good.
And
did you ever wonder what you were going to be like as an elder before you became one?
No.
You didn't worry about that?
No, I didn't worry.
No, that's good. So when you think about the responsibility as an elder, I remember us talking about how important it is for you to really be genuine mm-hmm. as a human being. Do you want to say more about that? Like, whatever happens in life, facing it, and like those, that kind of role modeling mm-hmm. as an elder. Do you want to say more about that? I thought that was really interesting.
This kind of like finishing touches of my own grandma I didn't grow up with because she died before I was able. That, me dealing with the other elders and those who treat me like I'm theirs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's for myself
mm-hmm.
it's just like a finishing touch of my life.
Oh, wow. And do you feel like as an elder, do you try to do that with kids?
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
where they can have a feeling that they belong with you
yeah.
and you belong with them? Wow, I think that's beautiful.
That you know,
really
everybody
beautiful.
Can do it.
True. Yes. Yes. It's a human it's a human thing. I think that in your culture, it's a very strong human
mm-hmm.
value that you practice. And I can see how that happens. So part of it is you're being a role model about being a genuine person, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You had talked about, as you've become an elder and look back on your life, you have a certain way of thinking about some of the hardships you've been through, about, you know, facing things head on and not running away from yourself. Do you want to
mm-hmm.
say why that kind of awareness has been important to you as an elder?
At that time when I was way back,
mm-hmm.
I didn't think of it as not the way I think now. I wasn't thinking way back.
Yeah.
So different.
But now you're, as an elder, you do have a mindset that
mm-hmm.
you've developed. Can you share a little bit about that? About that being aware of yourself?
Well, the thing is, like our ancestors tell us, be watchful, be careful, and all these things. Be careful how you think, be careful what you say.
Mm.
Just be aware. So you won't have no regrets.
Mm-hmm. The other thing about it is, isn't it like when you have a lot of self-awareness about what you've been through and how you're dealing with the world around you? Do you think that also helps you feel more connected to other people in a way, other humans? Because
mm-hmm.
you know that what you're going through, others go through it too.
Mm-hmm. To become aware of my surrounding, my being. The reward is Esther Nukachluk Kimten Rituten. Esther, you're not alone.
Right, right. So you don't really have to run away from yourself
mm-mm.
because through yourself and your awareness, you become more connected to other
yeah.
humans, right? Because
mm-hmm.
now you can relate to them in more ways because
okay.
you've faced your own.
When I come up with a question that I'm puzzled about,
mm-hmm.
I could go to my peer group elder and ask them to
mm-hmm.
help me understand this.
Right.
You know,
right.
our learning goes, it's woven.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good way to put it. It is woven together in a beautiful way, like weavings or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Patin suel durat pinawatma. Ayuko sin chimiksaw na kudot na ayuko kina. Tawam. Nunami utangam kwi. Alakakshunga. Amsit bakhtit. Tawam. Even so, it always prepare for the next journey or journey of my life.
Yeah, yeah. And in a way, your whole, all of your life experiences have prepared you to be an elder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To be an elder, also, always be prepared to be a good listener.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Yeah.
Now, one other area that we talked about is the way that becoming an elder now might be a little different than becoming an elder before colonization, because there's been more challenges that came with colonization. And so I just wonder what your thoughts are about that. How do you feel like elders in your age group who went through so much, I guess I'm thinking about young people as they begin to learn more about colonization. Have you ever seen young people, maybe young adults, kind of feel angry about what happened, the kind of things you went through because of colonization?
Yeah.
And do you want to say a little bit about when people are kind of feeling upset about what you went through? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know, this is a big topic. This one's a big topic.
They'd ask young people some... Not all of them. Some would ask, my goodness sakes, when the government took over some of our responsibilities and so what we have to do. Government was having fun treating us like we're not real.
I know. Oh. Okay, that just really kind of hit me hearing that. You're right. I understand. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah, so go ahead.
And for them to do whatever they want to do with the Yupik people. They showed no respect. While we stick with what our elders tell us to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stick with being, never stop being respectful. You know, all that stuff.
Never stop being Yupik.
Yeah.
That is key. Yeah. And what would you like to say to younger people who are like, you as an elder, you went through so many changes, and they feel upset about, yeah.
I could say, oh, yes, I went through that, and I witnessed ugly stuff. But right now, the way I think about it is, it was then, not right now. Right now, everything there has been changes made, and the thing that makes me happy and glad, I'm so glad toward education. The ugly things that were happening are not happening now.
Mm-hmm.
It's different now.
So you like to stay in the here and now.
Mm-hmm.
How is life right this very second? You know how sometimes we, when we've driven around, we've joked like, right this very second, everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, and this very second, everything's okay.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you got to break it down to just minutes, you know, seconds. But, yeah, so you, because you were telling me about how it's really, you don't want to live in the past, and
mm-hmm.
you didn't want people to be angry on your behalf,
mm-hmm.
because your mindset is in a different direction than that, you know, because you have kept moving forward
mm-hmm.
in life, and you're not back in time anymore. Do you want to explain a little bit of that in Yukden? Because I think maybe that would be good.
Mm.
That idea of accepting yourself and living in the here and now.
Mm. Tamam nun huangkuk nun atalra. Akawa ni chat asingri nuta. Nasunri taput. Toisu huani hua. Uum nasini huatto huani hua. Akokkuf nun. Unoko chaskak nasokput. Huani hua nasunri skput. Asil nuk jak wita sukulanakka umyam iguti umyam jak filha piyakuk takwam huatn pinakutukut pluk wiskang katuk ang dang kami ang kasugutukut kim tukna dasin yung damas ko kumi sa nang taknaka at ukulugu. Una ko kan ay tukunak tukut. Umyak siliw ta. Asil ga nagnawakin plusik. Tulugu akpalugu. Siyun manung kwatin. Sikung ko. Ang nikangay to. Umyak siksa nakala. Ang nitapag la, yung nagkukila, yung tsiksiyong. Tama na asitlaam ka. Aki na kutukulugo, asitlutin kifknago. Daging luguso, may akatamanit yung ayokan rito. Karot na klutin, Karuyut kun paglaknak suni matum nasini. Kung kudatawam tama kun taging umatsokat lakani. Tama na chattarut kapag nagu karutiyakak. Yuk chak na tukut ayak tawas kapni. Chali nasuf nagu. Kung kudatawam Smikum yun ritukut. Yugukut jahkan kamta. Doi.
So, I agree with everything you just said. It's so funny. I sit here and I like lean in. I'm listening very carefully. And then I remind myself, Diane, you don't even know what she's saying. But I don't know why, but I just listen real, really hard to that Yukden. Okay, well, one thing I think is so beautiful is the way you're relating your self-discovery, self-acceptance, self-awareness
mm-hmm.
as a way to connect with the whole world
mm-hmm.
and to feel like you belong to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that through the gift of your life, you know, mm-hmm. that we all have. That's really neat. So, kind of to close up, let's talk about suggestions that you think of for someone who's becoming like a new elder, like some of the ideas that you had about that. Did you cover everything?
Yeah,
that's awesome. All right, thank you everyone for listening to us talk about being an elder on today's show. And we look forward to having another conversation and recording it for you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Igayutit, hosted by Diane McGachran and Esther Green, produced by KYUK.